It's a good day. I'm lucky, you say. He has helped you and you go on your way. Never seeing the help or the truth. Your father is so good to you. Father is so good to you. His blessings are seen and they're not seen. Your Father is so good to you.
Hi, my name is Carl Vasta. And I would like to welcome you to the Bible Seed section here at Understanding God's Word. This is where I get to comment on biblical readings and stories that bring the Bible into what's happening to us in our daily lives. I'll touch on such topics as family prayer or why I believe there is a God. I'll talk about what was predicted that makes these the terrible times of the last days. Today's topic is how to have a daily meaningful relationship with God.
How do I start? How do I start to have a daily meaningful relationship with God? The first requirement is to believe there is a God. Do you believe there is a God? Look around you. Everything you see has a designer and a manufacturer. Isn't it amazing we live in a world where everything around us is designed and manufactured by somebody, but our bodies have no designer? Yet, how can we justify the thousands of years of research and the uncountable amount of money mankind has spent trying to unlock the mysteries of a body no one designed? We can't. We have a designer who is God, our creator, the creator of all the universe and life in it. The Bible gives us a clue to our origin. This book has been the longest standing reference to our existence. The Bible says God created the heavens and angels, earth and all life on the earth. It says the angels shouted for joy when God created the earth. That can be found in the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 7. Does God care about you? Answer a question for me. If you created this marvelous creature called a human being that could think, learn, laugh, love, reproduce, and teach their children, would you care about your creation? Yes, you would. Good parents do it every day. I am a parent, and I've seen that special age when children are what we are supposed to be in God's heaven. They are innocent and trusting, believing our words, trusting our actions, even to the point they try to imitate us because they want to be like mommy and daddy. It is a very precious age, and it's gone too soon, lost to the ways of a sinful world. How did the ways of the sinful world start? The Bible tells of Lucifer, the anointed cherub, the angel who was created perfect and without sin, but because of his beauty and splendor, his heart became proud, and his wisdom was corrupted. His desire for the honor and glory which belonged to God alone caused him to sin and rebel against God, his creator. Lucifer and his followers were judged by God, cast to the earth, where they await their punishment, to be thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur and tortured forever. After his fall from grace, the Bible never refers to the name Lucifer again. It was his name only in the state of grace. He would be referred to as Satan, Beelzebub, devil, the tempter, serpent, and other names. God creates our ancestors. The devil and his angels were cast to the earth, waiting for their punishment. This is where the battle of good and evil would be waged against the new creation called mankind. According to the scripture, in the first story of creation, God said, "Let us make man in our image." Then God created man in his divine image, which is spirit, soul. This can be found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. In the second story of creation, God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, the soul from the first creation. And so man became a living being. You can find this in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. God created the living beings, male and female. The bodies that God made for Adam and Eve were supposed to live forever too. But with the help of the devil, Adam and Eve doubted what God had told them. By not believing God, they brought a curse upon themselves and were made corruptible. Now their bodies would age and die, and their souls would hang in the balance. Mankind began to offer animal sacrifices to God and ask forgiveness for the sins they committed. God accepted their sacrifices according to the attitude of their hearts, for only He is able to determine the true motivation for their actions. Even though God is merciful and willing to forgive their sins, the trouble comes from mankind. A few people would be repentant and change their attitude, but most would probably run out of animals to sacrifice. It's like a rich man who can afford to continually break the law and pay the fines. How sorry is he for his sins anyway? When you are truly sorry for having a sinful attitude or doing wrong to someone, you should not expect people to forgive you more than once. You cannot continue with the same sinful attitude and expect anyone to believe that you are truly sorry. It is no different with God. God said that He wanted people to be merciful to each other rather than sacrifice animals for their sins. But mankind could not stop doing evil to each other. This was because the evil seed that was planted by the devil in the hearts of Adam and Eve remained with the living beings from generation to generation, like bad DNA. God introduces a faith-based salvation for the soul. Now God decides to introduce a faith-based salvation for the soul called Jesus. The plan is simple, but the concept might be abstract to most people. 1. God sends His Son Jesus to earth and fulfills the prophecy about the Messiah returning to save Israel. 2. John the Baptist calls for people to repent, give up their sinful attitude and deeds, and as a sign of their action, be washed clean with water, baptized. 3. John tells the people that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. No one knew that Jesus was going to be crucified on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins, but Jesus asked them to believe that the Father sent Him to take away their sins. All who believed in Jesus were healed, and some were brought back to life after they died. 50 days after the day Jesus was put to death, then rose to life, the apostles started their work preaching the good news of salvation. This was known as the Pentecost. From then on, all who were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that their sins would be forgiven, received God's gift of the Holy Spirit. Now everyone who puts their faith in Jesus and does what He commands them will share in Christ's victory over death and live forever. Your turn. If you took the first step toward having a meaningful relationship with the Father, which was to believe there is a God, then you are ready for the next step. This is a personal view of your own heart. No one can judge a heart except God. for he is the only one who can see the reasons people do what they do. No one else can judge your heart, but you know your thoughts and have some idea why you do the things you do. Jesus spoke to the people and his disciples, saying, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into a man's mouth that makes him unclean. Rather, what comes out of it makes him unclean. Anything that goes into a person's mouth goes into his stomach and then on out of his body. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these are the things that make a person unclean. For from his heart come the evil ideas which lead him to kill, commit adultery, and do other immoral things, to rob, lie, and slander others. These are the things that make a person unclean." You can find this reading in Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 through 20, also in Mark chapter 7, verses 14 through 23. The next step to having a meaningful relationship with God is to do what John the Baptist told the people to do: repent. You must give up your sinful attitudes and deeds. You must make a commitment to give up those things that are wrong in God's eyes and strive to do what pleases Him. At this point, you might be saying, "How do I know what things are wrong in God's eyes, and how do I know what pleases Him?" Just like the child who knows what pleases his parents, you read what the Bible says about God, and it tells you what pleases Him. You can start at the New Testament, where Jesus is born. The New Testament starts at the book of Matthew. "No one comes to the Father but through me." At the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." This is in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. This is the remaining requirement, then, that you believe that God the Father sent his Son Jesus, who was without sin, to take away your sins by dying on the cross and rising from death. If you have just repented your sins and believed that Jesus died to take your sins, and are willing to do what Jesus commanded, you will share in his victory over death and live forever. Put your faith in Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit that God will send to help you. At the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will instruct you in everything and remind you of all that I have told you. When he comes, however, being the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak only what he hears and will announce to you the things to come. In doing this, he will give glory to me, because he will have received from me what he will announce to you." This is found in the book of John 14:26 and 16:13 through 15. You will start to experience something else too. You will start to have a daily, meaningful relationship with the Father. What does this mean exactly? Because of Jesus, you will be able to come to God in a personal way. You will wake up in the morning and realize there is always someone with you to start your day. God is a personal relationship. No one else knows your thoughts except God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit, and you. He knows what you are concerned about. And you show him your faith when you tell him how you feel and ask for his help. For example, you might say, "Father, please help me get to work safely today and help me to do a good job and bring me back home safely. I ask this in your Son Jesus' name." Or, "Father, please help me as I go shopping and get the food my family needs. Help me to get to the stores and back home safely. I ask this in Jesus' name." When you talk to God like this, you are also praying. When you ask him for help, you can expect him to help you. But according to his will, what does that mean? You would not give your children things that would do them harm, and God watches out for you too. You can expect His protection, like children expect protection from their parents. Sometimes His protection is to make you aware of a situation, and it's up to you not to put yourself in danger or trouble. There are times when God has His angels save you from a situation. You may not be able to explain what happened, but you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it was God's work. How or why He saved you may have no other explanation. Only God knows the reasons and the whys. Just trust Him and thank Him for taking care of you. Those who would oppose your new faith. When Jesus announced God's salvation, there was opposition from the devil and his followers who had already been judged by God and were waiting to receive their punishment. They were angry at their own fate, and they tried to stop or corrupt those souls who still had a chance to receive the salvation that God offered. There is no salvation for the devil and his followers because they were created on another plane where God created the angels. They had already lived in God's presence and knew the real meaning of heaven, but chose to follow Lucifer. There will be opposition to your new faith, and the devil will come to you through other people and try to make you doubt the word of God. He will even try to make you believe there is no God, that Jesus was just a man and not the Son of God. He will try to convince you that Jesus' followers took His body from the tomb and Jesus didn't really rise from death. They will say anything that would make you doubt and lose your faith. When you find yourself angry or tempted to do anything against your faith, or your thoughts are centered on revenge, speak to God. Please, Father, forgive my thoughts and help me to do your will always. I ask this in your Son Jesus' name. Whatever you do, don't stop praying for yourself, for your wife, for your children, for your parents, or for your friends. Ask God to have mercy on the souls of your departed loved ones for the day of judgment. Pray every day when you wake up. Pray all day and every night before you go to sleep. And here is a prayer that I pray for my own family. Father, I pray for the well-being of my children, their wives, and their children. I pray for their healing. I pray for their salvation, that they may enter your kingdom. Let your mercy rest upon their souls and on my soul for the day of judgment. I ask this in your Son, Jesus' name.
I would like you to know how much God loves you. He is ready and waiting to help you. You just need to believe that He exists and has created all things and has given His Son, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to bring you back to Him. This is why I put together these podcasts, starting with the Storyline of the Bible, 19 easy understandable podcasts that take you from Genesis, the first book of the Bible, to Revelation, the last book of the Bible. And beyond that, there are stories and quotes from Jesus, which will help you to strengthen your faith in God. And now I have just added these Bible seeds, my commentary on some of these readings. You can find all of this and print out the PDFs for Storyline of the Bible and quotes and stories from Jesus. You can download the MP3s, videos, and my original music from my website, www.carlvasta.com. Everything is free and there are no signups. Enjoy. This is your host, Carl Vasta, and I thank you for tuning in to Bible Seeds and Understanding God's Word. A new podcast is released every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. God bless you and your loved ones, and remember,
now each day as the world grows old, and People seem careless and cold. He gives me help that is seen, not seen. My father is so good to me. I know he's so good, so good. My father is so good to me. His blessings are seen and they're not seen. My father is so good to me. He's so good, so good. My father is so good to me. His blessings are seen and they're not seen. My father is so good to me.